Many people now are very afraid because of these protesters, and I don't want to say they are against the protesters, but they are very afraid about the situation, about the violence. Even today, the street is quite empty. Just only the Tahrir Square is very crowded, but other places, people are very, very afraid about this situation.
But Dr. Mustafa, they seem to be suggesting that Egyptians do not trust the military anymore because they seem to be hanging on to power. Is that the sense that you can get from the protesters and ordinary people in Egypt?
Yeah, this is the problem, because before we seems like the military are the only power can protect the people. But now it means that the problem is with the military power, because the people don't trust them anymore. Even the protesters and all the demands now that they have to go and leave the power for a civic council. It is the problem with the military forces, with the military council.
So what do the protesters want the military government to do? What do they want them to do?
In the beginning, they feel that there is no a big change. Many of the protesters demand they didn't do it. And they feel that the military council doesn't want to leave the power or the authority, because they don't give a determined date for a transition of the power. Even for the presidential election, they didn't give or determine any time or date. The protesters feel that the military council, they are not want to leave the power. And even for the election, they don't want to have a precise date to have a presidential election. So it means that they want to continue not leaving their power.
But you have an election coming up next week. How do they want the military to hand over power? Who should the military hand over power to?
They are not trust the military, and there is a problem many days ago when the consultant of the government, the prime minister, launched a new constitutional document. These constitutional documents include many articles about the military power. I think Article 9 and 10 consider that the military has many advantages. They want to be sure that nobody can talk, for example, or discuss the budget of the military forces. And many other articles, the protesters saw it as that they want to be more than the legitimacy of people. It means they want their power being the domain with their power in the other legitimacy of popular citizens. So these documents make many the protesters are against these documents, because it means that instead of Mubarak regime, we will have another military system who domain in everything and have the main power in their hands.
Who do the protesters expect to take over from the military?
Do you mean what they are waiting for them?
Yes. What are they waiting for now? They want the military to hand over power, but who do they want the power? Who do they
yes,
want to take over
they
power?
They suggest before 2 days ago, after the million of Friday, they demand, they ask the military force to to have a special or determined days to when they will leave the power. Because the military power, they said they will take off, they will leave the power after the presidential election, and it seems if it's gone in this way, we will have the presidential election not less than 12-13, for example. After this, what happened yesterday and the day before, now they ask or they want now that the military council leave totally the power and for a civic council elected by the people.